Hi, and welcome to another episode of Bill Selleck Talks. I am your host, Bill Selleck, and I am talking about what you ask. Well, I'm glad you asked. I can talk about anything I want, and that's kind of the point of this episode. I want to walk you through my workflow for my podcast, which I don't do that often, but that's also kind of the point of this episode, is that I can. And it's so easy and so accessible that it's almost magical, right? So we'll talk about like what we can do in the classroom after that. So right now, I'm driving on the freeway, right? I slowed down a little bit, and I'm actually going 65, the speed limit, so that the noise is a little bit quieter, talking onto my phone, this magical device that we call a phone that I don't really talk on the phone with people, but I do stuff like listen to other people talk on Voxer, and I have Vox back, and it's amazing, and we have conversations, right? I take photos that look amazing and beautiful and all kinds of things, and I can share them with the world, right? I could just easily be doing a YouTube video, except that it's nighttime and I'm driving, so not so much with that. But just the fact that I'm recording this is kind of amazing on a phone that I'm holding in my hand, right? So the next part, when I'm done recording, I'll throw it into Google Drive and then put it in a GarageBand. Do you remember even like 10 years ago what it took to record audio? It was like a huge ordeal. GarageBand comes along and now I can have a theme song, right? I've written theme songs in GarageBand. You know, like I happen to know how to write songs and I've written them, but you don't even have to do that. Like there's can songs, you can mix and match different loops and make your own theme song without even like knowing how to play any of the music. The point is, GarageBand makes it super stinking easy to take audio, throw in a theme song, export it with all the metadata you need for a podcast, and you're stoked, right? Stoked, no choice. This is amazing, all right? So then I have that, throw it up, not like throw it up, but throw it up on the internet's FTP client, then it's on my website. So you go to billselleck.com/whatever the directory. Directory is a fancy name for folder. Whatever the folder is, I upload it somewhere and then link to it on a blog post, right? So that's it. Way back when, I set up a little handshake between iTunes for the podcast and Blueberry, spelled B-L-U-B-R-R-Y, Blueberry. Blueberry? Blueberry. And so I post something that has audio on my website, and it's a podcast episode. Right? That's crazy that it's that easy, that I am talking to myself in my car, and soon it will be a podcast episode. Right? Like, that should be crazy. And it's even crazier that it's not crazy. It's just like, oh, well, it's another episode. Well, yeah, but like when I was in college, which wasn't that long ago, if you wanted to have your own show, you had to be on the radio, right? Do you remember these days? They're not that long ago. In the year 2000, right? I won't do the voice from the Conan O'Brien skit. This used to be a huge deal that you could just be like in a space and talk to yourself, and then other people would hear you talk. You used to have to like go to school for it and work on college radio, or be like Christian Slater's character in Pirate Radio and totally like have your own like rogue network to broadcast. But instead of a broadcast, you podcast, right? Did anyone make that connection before? I did, because I read about it. But that's not the point. Like, just anyone can do this. And here's where it's cool for you as an educator or for students. Because students can just have a podcast. They can just talk about, like, whatever they want and have their own show. I think it's just easier to have a YouTube channel because there's none of this, like, RSS feed and stuff to have a podcast. The kids are doing the YouTubes. But whatever it may be, the fact that you can broadcast your thoughts globally, which sounds so cheesy, but it's true, right? Right now, you can be anywhere on the planet listening to this, and that is amazing. And if it's not amazing, then it should be amazing because it's amazing. When you really stop and think about it, your mind will be blown. And the fact that we don't do stuff like this with our students when, you know, compared to what it used to be to, like, have your own radio show, this is insanely easy. And, you know, aside from having my own website, it's totally free, which, again, is crazy. You know, it costs more to have my phone, which I don't even use as a phone as much as an internet connection device. It costs more to have a phone than a website, right? Like, that's crazy. So, I guess my question then is, how come we're not, like, podcasting and YouTubing with our students a lot and sharing their thoughts? Or why aren't we sharing our thoughts more often? Or are we just doing that and that's what Voxer has become? A way to just to communicate and actually, like, hear people and talk with people and, like, connect in interesting and meaningful ways. Right? This is an amazing world we live in at this point in time. So, that's my thought on that. What are your thoughts? What do you think? So this is how you know I've been talking on Voxer too long. I just am, like, filling space at the end. But it's the whole point, because it's not like there's a producer that's like, oh, dude, cut, like, this radio show sucks. I could put out whatever I want. And that's kind of amazing. That's totally amazing. And, yeah. So thanks for listening. My name's Bill. You can find this podcast on BillSelleck.com and on iTunes under Bill Selleck Talks, because my name's Bill Selleck and this is a podcast where I talk. All right.